You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
You want to be as rock solid as possible, so there's no ways of them, you know, finding a way out or getting free or what have you. I am interested about this a little bit. It was the Department of Homeland Security that went in to the home. I'm surprised it wasn't FBI. Maybe I'm just not educated on this enough. Are you surprised by Department of Homeland Security going in? Is there a reason for that?
You know, in my personal experience, I have seen more DHS involvement in human trafficking cases than in other types of criminal cases.
Okay.
And so perhaps that is just sort of like, you know, a specialty of theirs that they look into frequently. There's a chance that there was some allegation of like international or transnational human trafficking that could implicate a high-level federal agency like the Department of Homeland Security. And so perhaps that's the reason that they were there. Perhaps they're just working in conjunction with FBI and other federal authorities. But I was a bit of a head scratcher on that one too when I wrote.
I mean, I wonder, does it have something to do with what eventually we're looking at here in terms of charges? I mean, they got R. Kelly on a RICO statute, you know, which is normally what is used for taking down, you know, mobsters and things of that nature. I'm wondering if we're going to end up seeing the same sort of thing with a case like this.
Yeah, it could certainly be. And the Department of Homeland Security has substantial resources. They're no stranger to sort of large scale operations and investigating those. And so when we're talking about possible, you know, organized crime and RICO statutes, the prosecutors have been using a lot recently in cases like this. You know, the DHS reasonably fits within that sort of law enforcement context.
Sure, sure. If you're Diddy, If you're advising Diddy right now as an attorney, what would you be advising him?
Oh dear, things seem so overwhelming for him right now. You know, two houses were raided. One thing I would say is absolutely shut your mouth. Do not be talking about this. Do not post anything publicly about this. You need to lay low and assess exactly what we're dealing with, so we can have a plan of attack to resist it. And so I'd be doing that, but I'd also be talking with my client about who the potential accusers could be and conducting investigation on those folks, potentially interviews with those folks, to just try to sort of get our ducks in a row too, to be able to have a side to present once everything hits the fan. And that fan's a twirling, man.
Is this the beginning of something much larger? I mean, is this kind of like an Epstein type situation? I mean, we're just speculating here, where, I mean, he, you know, if you were around back then, and I know you were, and I was, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, Diddy had huge parties and he had every celebrity there. He had dignitaries. I mean, even Prince William is named actually in some of these, not as a defendant or anything like that, but just as being participating in some of these parties. And some of that, I mean, I'm wondering how many people are going to end up being taken down by this with Diddy, and how many more big names are we going to see that, you know, otherwise didn't have a whole lot of, you know, negativity associated with them, but now, you know, it's just going to hit the fan.
You know, the allegations are that this has been happening for decades. Over the course of, or across multiple victims. And at least some reports indicate that some of these victims are sort of younger, impressionable artists or people who want to be artists. Usher yeah. Raymond is yeah. one who has at least been talked about. So who knows if Diddy engaged in any misconduct. But if he did, I bet it wasn't just him. I bet he didn't act completely alone to the exclusion of everybody else, that Diddy's the only one who knew that this was going on and did this without anybody else present or having any awareness. That doesn't pass the smell test to me.
No, it makes
and
me.
And so if he is guilty of this, I think there is a larger operation going on.
I think we're going to see, we're going to probably, my guess is we're going to see more charges against other, no charges yet, but assuming that there's going to be charges against Diddy, which I think seems pretty imminent at this point, and I'm going to guess we may see more against other individuals or many other individuals and or many other individuals that are well-known coming out. I'm going to guess kind of out of the woodwork saying, yeah, here's what we saw, here's what we know, whether it be just because that's the right thing to do or because if they'd like not to be charged themselves, they need to say something to get out of that.
Totally. And you hear murmurs from prior kind of associates of Diddy. 50 Cent is one of them, who I guess is coming out with a documentary that's going to have some explosive allegations. But even Mace, with whom Diddy did a lot of work in the 90s, Mace has made some sort of guarded, veiled suggestions that there was some misconduct going on. And so I think we're going to hear all of these people, like you said, coming out of the woodwork, likely a lot of them in the entertainment industry, who are going to come forward with more information than we know now. And I think it could be very explosive.
Mace went on to become a preacher, did he not?
A preacher is that's a generous term.
It's a loose term,
some might say, but that's what he calls himself now. Yes.
You know I'm going to have to end this segment this way, and you know the statement I'm going to make. More money, more problems.
Oh, there dear. We
go. I had to do it. I had to do it.
A lot of problems right now, that's for sure. We'll see how much money he has to defend against.
Take that, take that, take that.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.